All right. I wasn't sure where this was going to go. I'm not the most organized person, but I know the Lord always has my mouth, he's got it covered. So, I just want to first say good morning to everyone here and welcome. So I had this on my heart this week to say. So did you guys know that God is an expert at preparing hearts? Like, it's something that I've had on my heart this week, that God's really pointed me towards that. So if you've got a heart, imagine you've got a heart in front of you. He softens it, massages it, opens it, and he does whatever is required to get it ready. And all we need to do is receive that preparation that he does. This last week the Lord's really been speaking to me about preparing hearts. And then I got this verse. So today I'm going to share a bit about how I was saved. So I've just picked a few key parts, or I could stand up here and talk all day to you guys about what God's done in my life, as I'm sure many of you can do that as well. So I've just been brought to Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not by your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And then to Romans 10, 9 to 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So let's rewind to 6.5 years ago. I don't know where that time's gone. I was back in 2017. I didn't even know what saved was. I had no idea who God was. I'd never picked up the Bible. I didn't grow up anywhere near a Christian lifestyle. I was doing life in my own strength. I had two little kids, hubby working away a lot, and I was just trying to do it all and hold it all together. And if people saw me down the street, hey Cass, how are you? Yeah, good, yeah, all good, like just cruising along. I thought I was all sweet, I was doing it. I was doing it in my own strength, and that certainly was not going so well, as much as I like to make out that it was. And thankfully, a friend, Jess, you're in my testimony, of course, a friend told me down at the park that I can give that all to God. Like, I shared a bit with Jess, I'm just, having a rough time. And she said, you can give it to God. And I'd tried everything by this stage. I'd had doctors trying to help me with mental health stuff. I had friends trying to do things. I had thrown everything at this. And so when Jess said, I can give it to God, I looked at her, I actually scoffed a bit. I was a bit cheeky and sarcastic. And I sort of said, if he wants it, he can have it. Have it. Like, funny joke, Jess. Anyway, I had nowhere else to go, so I started to come into this church, and I was like a fish out of water. I'd come in and sit down and be like, oh, everyone here is so happy. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's got it together. Like, I'm not like these people. Anyway, God had prepared my heart, and he was working in me, and I kept coming along. My brain was trying to make sense of what is this? What are these words they're saying? Like, what is this saved business? So I just kept coming along and listening to what God was putting in my heart. I just didn't know it was God at the time. I just gone off my sheet. Sorry, guys. That's right. So I was coming in. There was a creche out the back, so the kids got to go into the creche. And I was like, oh, you beauty, sitting in the aircon for 2 hours. Kids are taken care of. I get a rest here. Still not even knowing who God was at this point, guys. And then slowly, I started to join the women's group that met every week at church. And one day they laid hands on me. I didn't know what laying hands on was, but they came around me and laid hands on me, and I thought, oh, this is strange. But my heart was just like open and ready for what was coming. And I instantly felt this huge weight that it lifted off me. It was years of depression that was literally dissolved in that moment of prayer. It was amazing. And it's something that I couldn't make sense of at the time, but the Lord was working inside me. Yeah, and at this stage, I still didn't know. I didn't know what was going on, but I just kept coming back. I felt God's presence so overwhelming, like I couldn't deny it. I just kept coming in. And then my friend nudged me at church one day. This was Jess again. She said, "Why don't you go up the front and get prayer?" And there was an altar call. I was like, I don't even know what an altar call, like what, okay. So I came down the front and Pastor Pete was here and he prayed the prayer of salvation over me. And even in that moment, I still didn't know what was going on. But as soon as that prayer was released, I just felt so free and I had this real peace inside of me that I'd never felt before. And I actually remember walking out of the church, because God gives me visions and dreams sometimes, and this day I was saved. I remember walking out of the church and it was like I had this dirty lens taken off my eyes, like I could actually see clearer. I looked at the frangipani tree and it looked brighter, clearer. And from that day on, I've had no mental illness, nothing like that. It was all taken, like Jesus took that all and he died on the cross. Yes, God's so good. Yeah, so yeah, it was like, it was amazing. And I'm just so grateful to God and that he prepared my heart. Even though I didn't know what was going on, I could have easily been like, no, I'm not doing that. But my heart was prepared. All the work was done. Jesus had already done it. So since receiving Jesus in my heart that day, my whole life has turned around for good. And that kind of growth that can happen in a person's life from sitting under God's word and good teaching, it's a true blessing and a gift. We receive it from God in a prepared heart. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully that can encourage you guys to walk and to reach out to others. So God bless.